Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog. It's almost Christmas time here at my pond. Everything's frozen over, and the stars are twinkling in the sky, and big fat snowflakes are falling down. I thought you might like a Christmas story. Once upon a time, there was a little black and white mouse who lived in a candy cane factory. Her name was Joy, and she was a very clever mouse who loved to copy patterns. Like the other mice in the candy cane factory, Joy lived under the pile of rejected boxes. The factory was a busy, noisy place. All day long, machines would swish and shush and swirl and clang. They'd stamp, bang, press, screech, and twirl. They'd ka-chugga-chugga. They'd hiss and they'd squeal. And at the end of the line of machines, a conveyor belt would carry and dump boxes of freshly made red and white peppermint candy canes into bigger boxes that would be stacked into trucks and driven to stores. These were Snowball brand peppermint flavored candy canes, and each box had a gold stamp on it that said Minty Fresh Top Quality and a picture on the box of a little white mouse wearing green mittens and a green and red scarf sliding down a mountain of fresh snow on a toboggan made out of candy canes. There was one woman who worked at the candy cane factory whose job it was, every day, to watch the boxes that came out of the box printing and folding machine just to make sure each and every box met the highest standards of Snowball brand peppermint flavored candy canes before freshly minted candy canes were dropped into it by machines. If there was something wrong with the box, like instead of saying Snowball brand, it said Now Ball brand or Ow Ball brand, or the box had three corners instead of four, or the box was missing the picture of the little white mouse wearing green mittens and a green and red stripy scarf sliding down a mountain of fresh snow on a toboggan made out of candy canes? Well then, the box quality assurance lady would yank it off the conveyor belt and throw it over her shoulder into the pile of rejected boxes. That's where Joy lived, under the pile of rejected boxes, with the other mice. Nobody disturbed the mice all year long, and Joy was a happy mouse. Like I said, she loved to copy patterns, and she was quiet and observant. That's how she, in fact, taught herself to knit. From under the pile of rejected boxes, Joy, the little black and white spotted mouse, watched a woman who worked at the candy cane factory as she sat on a chair all day knitting. That woman's job was to make sure every candy cane had stripes on it, but the stripes machine was so efficient that the candy cane stripes quality assurance lady rarely had anything to do. So she brought in her knitting and sat all day long looping and stitching while Joy sat watching her. At night, when the machines were off, the mice would play in the factory and carry away the crumbs from the lunchroom. That's when Joy would gather the things she needed to do her own knitting. She found two stick pins, which she could use as teeny tiny knitting needles in her teeny tiny hands, and she carefully unraveled a few hems and stitches here and there from items she found in the employee locker room. She was sure nobody would notice a few threads missing from their sweaters. She rolled those up into little teeny balls of yarn. Joy kept watching and working until she learned how to knit. She knit herself a sweater. I told you earlier that Joy liked to copy patterns, and so she copied the swirl pattern from all the candy canes she saw every day onto her sweater. Joy looked so cute in her little candy cane striped sweater, and all the other mice wished they had one, so she kept busy unraveling and knitting day in and day out until all the little mice under the pile of rejected boxes had a sweater too. Now, Joy wasn't expecting this to happen, but one day she wasn't feeling well at all, so she went to bed a bit early and, wow, by morning time, she had five babies. Baby mice are called pinkies because they are tiny and pink with no fur, and Joy thought they were the most beautiful things she'd ever seen. She loved each one. She named them Victor, Tina, Crawford, Mayhew, and Claire. After a few weeks, Joy got another surprise. When her babies grew fur, Joy found that four of her babies were brown with black spots, and one was white, all white and silky, just like Snowball, the white mouse on the box of Snowball brand candy canes. Well, Joy couldn't resist. She knitted her a pair of green mittens and a green and red stripy scarf, just like Snowball on the box had. And of course, everybody nicknamed her Snowball, even though her mother called her Claire. For her other children, Joy knitted Christmas sweaters with fuzzy snowflakes on the tummies. What Joy and the other mice didn't know, because mice don't have any history that they pass on to each other, is that every year at Christmas time, the candy cane factory would shut down for 2 weeks. The factory workers would go on holidays, and a janitor would come in to clean the factory top to bottom. The janitor, his name was Nick, didn't mind working over the Christmas holidays because he didn't celebrate Christmas and he didn't have a family and he liked the quiet factory and he really liked the overtime pay he got for cleaning it. The only thing Nick the janitor didn't like was when he'd find mice under the pile of rejected boxes and he'd have to chase them outside into the cold with his broom. Nick was a gentle person. And he didn't like to hurt little creatures. That's why he always gave them lots of warning claps and whistles as he cleared out the pile of rejected boxes. Always he hoped he wouldn't find any mice. But he would. And then it was, after all, his job to get rid of anything that shouldn't be there. On this particular day, Joy and her children were terribly distracted because the boys, Victor, Crawford, and Mayhew had found a gigantic bag full of what looked like snow, but really was styrofoam packing material. They chewed through the bag, and a mountain of white stuff poured out of it. The girls decided at once to make a toboggan out of candy canes, like they saw on the Snowball brand boxes of candy canes all around them. And then they took turns sliding down the mountain on it. It was a lot of fun. The best day they'd ever have in the entire 43 days of their life, in fact, until suddenly the tremendous pile of boxes that used to protect them was gone. And the little mice found themselves staring up at a humongous creature with a long white beard and a huge brown broom. The little mice squeaked. And the humongous man, with his long white beard and his big round belly, opened his mouth wide. But no sound came out of it. He was too surprised to speak. Of course he was, because there, on top of a pile of what looked like snow, was a little white mouse on a candy cane sled. And the little white mouse was wearing green mittens and a green and red stripy scarf. Around her were her brothers and sisters who were also wearing sweaters, mittens, and little toques with pom-poms on top. The little mice had big black eyes and pink noses and big pink ears, and they were the cutest things Nick had ever seen. He set his broom down gently, and he bent down on one knee to look more closely at the mice. They were huddled together in fear until he reached into his back pocket for his sandwich, which was a cheese sandwich, and he unwrapped it carefully and he broke it into teeny pieces and he handed a piece to each little mouse. Then he went across the street to the toy store and he purchased a 3-story Victorian dollhouse, which he brought back for Snowball and her brothers and sisters and her mother Joy. And he set it down beside the mountain of snow and he put the rest of his cheese sandwich in it for the mice to take if they wanted. And then he made a sign to put in front of the house, which was a beautiful little house with lights that turned on and off and lots of little rooms with cozy little beds. And the sign read, "Do not disturb. Christmas. Miracle." I hope you like that story, and I hope you have a happy holidays. From me to you.